Radio Sport.
Bastia Mai, a very good evening to you. It is Friday, the 18th of September. Welcome back to Friday Sport Preview with me, Rhiann Evans, where I'll be looking at all the sporting action happening this weekend. Coming up on the show, we're basically doing an island swap with Guernsey. A plane full of the Channel Islands netball and rugby teams have been brought over here. There goes the plane. And a bunch of our junior hockey players are zooming over there.
We don't really get to play much matches here as age groups.
There's set to be a first in the world of Manx netball.
This will be our first men v men fixture.
And Vaggers ladies are set to take on the Guernsey Raiders.
The girls do put up a good fight.
The girls are tough.
Oh yeah, there's no backing down.
All that and more coming up here on the home of Manx sport. And, of course, the Mepster is here to chat football and Dave Christian is waiting in the wings to talk through this weekend's rugby fixtures. Thank you very much to Dolan for the news there and thank you very much for joining me this evening. Unfortunately, some sad news to begin with. Squash players across the island have been paying tribute to one of their own who recently passed away from cancer. Steve Gaylor played competitive squash for more than two decades and has been described as a gentleman and much-loved member of the squash community, who say he will be missed by all those who had the privilege to play with or against him. Now, before we move into this weekend's football fixtures, the toughest race in the Manx calendar is happening tomorrow. The 2020 Isle of Man Fell Running League's Axon Fell Race sees athletes battle 33 kilometres, including what's been described as a torturous 1,800-metre ascent. Start and finish is at the Axon Fell Plantation Car Park, and that gets underway at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Best of luck to all those running and tackling that torturous course. Okay, so turning our attention now to football.
Manx Radio Sport.
Starting as always in the Canada Life Premier League, we've got Peel versus Ramsey, Douglas Royal versus Douglas Old Boys, St Mary's versus St George's, Ayr versus Rushen, Corinthians versus St John's, and Laxey versus Moran. In Canada Life Combi 1, Ramsey will take on Peel. We've got Old Boys taking on Douglas Royal, Rushen will take on Ayr, St John's versus Corinthians, Moran versus Laxey. In JCK Division 2, Governors Athletics will go up against Ramsey Youth Centre. Douglas and District will go against Malou. Foxdale versus Castletown. Braddon versus Colby. Paul Rose will take on Jims and Michael will take on Onken. And last but not least, in Combi 2, we've got Ramsey Youth Centre taking on Governors Athletics. Malou taking on Douglas and District. Castletown versus Foxdale. Colby versus Braddon and Onken versus Michael. So let's rewind and go straight back up to the top of the Premier League. And Tony Meppham is with me as always. What are you looking out for this weekend, Tony?
We've got good weather, so we're going to have good football, hopefully. And I've got to say, certainly over the, three, four weeks that we've had football, I've watched two terrific games and they've both been in Division 2. I thought last week was absolutely brilliant. Ramsey Youth Centre against Uni Mills had everything about it, similar to the game when I watched at the Bowl, which was Malou against Onken. But what I'm looking about in Canada Life is FC Isle of Man played last week, so a lot of clubs were missing players. Those players will come back to their clubs. It'd be interesting to just see how many actually start again. I don't think there'll be a problem, but this is the first test, I think, of the managers, because the managers have got big decisions now to make. If the team has won and some players have played exceptionally well, what can they do? So I'll leave that with them.
Well, what would you do in that situation?
I think some managers have done it absolutely spot on. What they've done is they've sat down with all the players and just said, you know, if we're going to lose some players to FC Isle of Man, where do we stand when the FC Isle of Man players
become
available again? From what I'm hearing, certainly from my club, was that the manager picks his best team. And credit to the players for having that attitude, because, you know, it's not the players' fault. You know, the fixture came, it had to be played at that weekend. So they've gone away and played and come back. But I'm pretty certain that it'll sort itself out. But this is all the little things that clubs now have got to start learning when they lose players.
I can understand the tensions that will come with that. But I do think that if you're going to take on competitive sport, you've got to be able to take the fact that the best team should be played. And if that means that you're benched, then I guess FC Isle of Man gives you a really good opportunity to get better and aspire to make that starting lineup every time.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, that's what the players are going to do, because they're battling to get into that FC Isle of Man squad, and they're also battling to stay in the FC Isle of Man squad. So, you know, it's a win-win, I think, for the clubs. And also it's a win-win for the FC Isle of Man. So it's just, if I was a manager, I'd have a sleepless night tonight.
It's tricky.
Yeah. It really is tricky. But they're grown men, and see what happens. Some people will accept it, and others will need an arm around them and talking to them. But tomorrow there's some really good games. I think the one that Paul's going to send me to is St Mary's against St George's down at the Bowl. St Mary's will welcome back Jack McVeigh and also Frank Jones. As well as St George's, three or four will come back, but I think two may be injured, because I know Sean Quay and Callum Morrissey both picked up injuries last weekend. But it gives the opportunity to Johnny Myers to bring some younger players in, because they're littered with quality in the combination. Yes, they're only 16, 17, 18 years of age, but get them in, give them a go, because it's all good experience for them.
They're going to have to learn at some point.
Of course they have. And, you know, some of the young players now that have come into the senior setup, and, you know, a few years ago, you know, all players still were playing at 35-ish, but now there aren't many. You know, a lot of them are sort of coming out of it because they're having families. But I think that'll be a good game at the Bowl. The other one I'm sort of looking at is Peel against Ramsey. The reason why you'd normally say, well, this is going to be a comfortable victory for Peel. But when you look at the league table, Ramsey are above them. And I think Anthony Cooper's side have done really well picking up the points against the teams that they needed to, the points around them, as well with Peel, dogged by injury. I think it's near enough a full team now. 8-9 who have been struggling. And Steve Faulkner just will be looking tonight to see what players are fit, what can play. And if he needs to bring the younger players in, which he has done so far, they've never let him down. But unfortunately, you need goal scorers. And when you've got two of the best on the island in Lee Gale and Reece Oates not there, then it's always going to be difficult to fill those positions. But I think Peel should get the victory against Ramsey.
Also in the Prem, Douglas Royal versus Douglas Old Boys. What are you expecting?
Looking at the league table, you'd probably say this will be close, but I just think at the moment there's things going on at Old Boys, positive things. You know, Jack Townsend, as we all know, he's loved by everyone in Manx football. He's had a tough time. He's still away in UK, but by all accounts is improving big time. And I think a few of the old guard at Old Boys have just taken this on board and they've come back in. They've trained this week. And it'd be interesting just to see what side Tommy Miller puts out. But I'm delighted, because I think some of these players, they're only 31, 32. I won't name them because I don't know which ones are going to play out of it. But 31, 32. And to sort of look back and just say, listen, we can help our club out here in a difficult time. Let's do it. And let's do it for Jack, which is absolutely brilliant. And certainly against Douglas Royal, they've got to be careful of that, because Royal have lost two or three players over the last couple of weeks to university. There might be another one to go as well. That won't help things. So there's a little bit more pressure on Michael Fitzmaurice to try and get something out of this result. And I think up at Bala Fletcher, it could be a tough afternoon for him.
Who would you put your money on?
I'm going to go for Old Boys. I just think at the moment there's a lot of belief in that club. And I think it needed to sort itself out, because, you know, players have just, you know, done enough. And now they've got a purpose.
Yeah.
And the purpose is for Jack.
Mm-hmm. The epitome of a team.
Yeah, definitely.
We've also got Ayr versus Rushen.
Yeah, I think, again, another good battle. Rushen be really disappointed last week. I saw Stevie Priestnell's goal, and I tell you what, Dean Kearns, if he'd have been in sticks, would have struggled to stop that one. They've dropped points, but, you know, they've still got a strong enough team there to cause a massive sort of pressure, if you like, at the top of the table. And I think against Ayr United, even though it's a tighter pitch, it's not a nice pitch to play on up there, because Rushen's is a lot wider, flatter. But I think Liam Cowan will be looking for one or two players who maybe were injured last week, be able to come back in, and with the boys coming back as well from duty with FC Isle of Man, I think he'll put them in good stead, and I think they'll beat Ayr.
Two more in the Prem. We've got Corinthians versus St John's.
Corinthians, over recent years, last couple of years, have had good fortune against St John's. And I think it was the one up at Bala Fletcher, what was it, something like 9-2. Corinthians scored a shed load of goals in the first half. Second half, St John's tightened it up and did really well. St John's, again, who are lacking a goal scorer. So we'll find out tomorrow who they're going to play up front. But Corinthians played really well last week in parts. But, you know, Moran took the game to them and they had to be careful. But Blaine Slattery's got six players coming back, so six first teamers. Interesting to see how he mixes that in. But I think Corinthians against Callum Taggart's team will just be too strong for them.
And speaking of Moran, they take on Laxey tomorrow.
Yeah, Johnny Palmer. I was speaking to Johnny today, and Johnny's not a happy boy. I don't blame him, really, because I think he's lost 4-5 to university. Joel Walters leaving due last night. He's a star player for them. By all accounts, he wasn't a star performer last night about 10, 11 o'clock when he went home.
I can imagine.
Hopefully he's got over that one. You know, Moran will take a lot from last week's game. They played really well against Corinthians. Second half performance as well. I believe Cameron Avery was immense at the back. The goalkeeper as well kept things good. But I just think still Laxey have got enough to beat Ter Moran. But if Moran could get something out of this, it'd give them a massive lift, because there's a right old tussle going on at the bottom of that Canada Life Premier League.
Now, we might not be able to talk through all of the leagues, so we'll jump to Combi 1, and if we've got time at the end of the show, we'll come back to the others. So in Combi 1, we've got Ramsey versus Peel.
I think Peel midweek, they won 4-3 against St John's. Mm-hmm. Tight result that one, but again, some lot of young players in there. Sam Brown will be happy with their performance. Ramsey, don't know much about Ramsey's combination, but certainly if it's mirroring the first team, littered with quality young players, and this could be a great little battle depending on what Peel's first team is like, strength to strength. But I think Peel should just have enough to get another 3 points like midweek.
Douglas Old Boys versus Douglas Royal.
Going to go for Old Boys purely because Royal now are raiding the combination to bring them into the first team, which is making the combination a little bit light. Kevin Ballard's still there. Kev, if I upset you, 38, 39.
You love age dropping.
Well, I do. He's scoring goals as well, and he doesn't score tap-ins. He's a worldie. So with Kev there, he could maybe get the goals to get the points away from Old Boys. Again, if Old Boys play these players tomorrow, if they don't play in the first team, I think you'll see them play in the combi. And if they do, I think Old Boys could have a really strong result, but I don't know team news, so at the moment I'm going to stick my neck out and go for Old Boys.
We've got a mirror image from the Premier League as Russian take on Ayr.
Yeah, I think Russian will be too strong for them. Again, Russian have got good youth in there, but also experience. I think Andrew Moody's still playing, and there are other good players in there as well. With Ayr United, another glut of good young players coming through. They'll make a right good battle, and I think Russian will take the points.
Mm-hmm. St John's versus Corinthians.
Corinthians flying, undefeated. Players stepped up last week, played in the first team and played really well. Adam McCullough, maybe, I don't know the news, will drop back in, and Adam's on fire, scoring plenty of goals. As well as St John's, great result midweek. Kieran Brock scored two. I heard he got two bookings, but he got the red in the end. Whether that's 100%, I don't know. If he did, he'll still be allowed to play because it was midweek. But disappointment for him.
Why is that rule
different? Takes about a week. It takes about a week to go through. So because he played midweek, he's all right. Any player that gets sent off tomorrow will probably miss the following week. It just depends how the FA system does it. But the man at the moment, and to me, he's flying. Hat-trick 2 weeks ago, and I work with him, so I've been told I've got to big him up. And he scored one midweek. So congratulations to Liam Sale, because you know, he's a first team player, and for whatever reason he's been playing in the combination, and he's just saying to Callum, look at me, I could do it. So whether Liam's worth a run in the first team, I don't know, but four goals in two,
yeah,
got to be worth a look at.
Flaunt it, yeah.
Go for it, sail it.
And we've got Moran versus Laxey, which is another mirror image to the Prem.
Yeah, it is. And again with this one, I just wonder what sort of team Laxey have got out in here. But Laxey played really well under-18s midweek, Gary Crittenden's team. I won't say scraped a result, but 1-0, so it's tight. And I just think with a lot of those players in this team, in this game, I'll just have enough to beat Moran.
Brilliant. Well, we'll leave it there for now. Like I said, if we've got time a little bit later on, we will come back to the football. But if not, you will be back with me tomorrow, right, to talk through all things football. And we'll talk about the Women's League and the Masters as well then. Thank you very much, Tony Meffin.
Manx Radio Sport.
Dave Christian has been patiently waiting on the line to give us the lowdown on the rugby action happening this weekend. So we've got Vaggers Ladies back in action. They are taking on the Guernsey Raiders tomorrow at Bala Fletcher. Kickoff is at 2:30. And the Battle of the Regions also continues tomorrow at Portici. South and East go head to head at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, followed by North versus West at 4:30 p.m. Now, as far as I'm aware, Dave is heading down to the Vaggers game. So Dave, what are you expecting from tomorrow?
Probably the best place to start, Rhiann, is that there's been an alteration to the kickoff time, brought it forward half an hour, and that's primarily to allow as many of the Vagabonds men to get up and support the girls' side before they go down to the regional stuff at Portici, which starts at 3. So the game at Bala Fletcher kicks off at 2 o'clock tomorrow, not 2:30. Now, both sides have been playing at equivalent level in the RFU Women's Leagues. Vagabonds in the northwest section, obviously, and Guernsey down in the southeast. Now, Vaggers finished third, I think, in their league last season. Guernsey finished mid-table, and Vaggers probably won more games. I think Vaggers won 8, Guernsey only won 5. So, on playing standard, based on last season, probably you'd edge it towards Vagabonds. But neither side have played anything for 6 months, so it'd be interesting to see how hard they've been training and how quickly they can get back into their running straps. Vagabonds got pretty much a full-strength side. Corinna Daly, she's going to make the move from the back row into the front row. That's almost inevitable when you play rugby. As you get older, your career progresses, you always gravitate more towards the front row. So Corinna's going to slot it in at loosehead prop. Now, that'd be an interesting to see because she gets her big yards on the pitch, running with the ball in hand and cleaning out rooks, putting in those big hits. And you're going to with the scrummaging and line-out work that goes with it is going to sap her strength a little bit. So that might have blunted Vagabonds in the back row. But, of course, Alana Pritchard came in at the tail end of last season. I think she scored 3 tries in 2 games, something like that. She looks like a real prospect. So she's going to drop into the back row to cover Corinna Daly's vacant spot. And the bench, just looking at that bench there, they call them the finishers. Rachel Beckley, Sammy McDonald, Isla Kirby, Sophia Birchall and Fran Hunt and Jacinta Tazier as well. But those big names in there, Isla Kirby, Fran Hunt, Sophia Birchall, Rachel Beckley, those are players with a lot of experience and a lot of knowledge. And them coming off the bench, whether it be at half-time or after 50 minutes, is really going to put an injection of pace into the Vagabonds team. And I think Guernsey are going to struggle, particularly if there's a big home crowd. And, of course, they're playing away from home as well. So it is only a friendly match, but it's the first game for Vagabonds ladies, like I said, for over 6 months. Their last game, 29th of February. Mm. And it'd be great to see them back in action. As I say, that all kicks off 2 o'clock tomorrow at Bala Fletcher.
It's never really friendly, is it? But yeah, if as many people as possible can go down and support them, that'd be fab. As Dave just said, 2 o'clock at Bala Fletcher. And Dave, what are you expecting from the Battle of the Regions tomorrow?
Well, it was interesting. I've had to hold my hand up and say, look, I didn't really think it was going to work as well as it did last week. It was absolutely brilliant. All four sides really got into the swing of things. Everything was ultra competitive. Very similar to what we've seen when New Zealand played the North Island versus South Island at their professional game a couple of weeks back. So last week, the two standout sides were the South and the West. They were playing each other, and North played East. So this weekend, the South are going to play the East. And I think, based on last week's performance, at least, South looked a lot stronger. I think the South are probably going to canter to the win there. And in the North against the West, well, last week, the West did look the strongest team there. And I think they're going to give the North a good run for their money. But that's all down there at Portici. Action gets you underway at 12 o'clock because there's age grade rugby from 12 through till 3. I think we've got under 12s, under 13s, under 14s and under 15s all in action beforehand. So get down there for 12, have a look at the age grade stuff, maybe pop up to Vagabonds, catch the ladies and then back down to Portici for the regional stuff later on. You'll have a fantastic rugby afternoon.
It sounds jam-packed. So thank you very much, Dave Christian, there. And if you can get down to support our local teams, women's and men's, it'd be fantastic. I'm sure foam hands are encouraged.
Manx Radio Sport.
Talking netball now, and the island's first ever men's versus men's netball match is happening tomorrow. Guernsey has brought over both male and female teams to take on some of the best players from the island's under-17s, under-19s and senior squads. Manx Rams senior squad coach and men's coach Claire Batty told me about what lies in store tomorrow.
This will be our first men v men fixture. So really looking forward to that. Our men have only had a few training sessions and these guys have been playing over 8 years with a few newbies of theirs thrown in, I believe. So, yeah, really looking forward to having that fixture. Very excited.
Has it been easy enough getting numbers for men to play?
So we've had guys, but we've had different guys turn up to some of the other sessions. We've had some consistent people that have come that have really enjoyed themselves. Sometimes it's timing with it being on a Sunday morning, depending on what they've done the night before. But we need to put that into our programme now and have a look at really, you know, tackling the men's netball as it's becoming bigger through the UK as well.
So we've got the first ever men's v men game, which is really exciting. What other matches are happening?
So we also have a selection of our females playing against their males. So they actually play in Guernsey in the Premier League there alongside the girls. So they are quite controlled and, you know, we're looking forward to playing them. And then we have a mixed sort of group from Guernsey who are going to be playing, and they are all women, and they are going to come and play a mixed age range of our girls. So we're concentrating a little bit on some of the girls who played in the under-17s last year, the under-19s, and then with a few experienced players dotted around.
And this is a good opportunity for the younger players because, sadly, they were supposed to go and compete in the World Youth Cup, but that has been cancelled this year.
Yeah, so they were supposed to go into the qualifiers, and unfortunately for us, before it got cancelled, we were told that we wouldn't be competing based on our world rankings and us being in the European section, and we then have to compete with England, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland, etc. So we didn't quite make that group, and then it was cancelled completely. It's a real disappointment that we didn't just get to see them play, because a lot of them would have been in there last year and that would have been their only opportunity to play in such a big event. But yeah, it'd be great to see some of those girls and some of the girls from the 17s last year take to the court and have a fixture, which we weren't sure we would ever have this year. So brilliant for us.
Do you have any expectations or things that you're looking out for in the games?
It's a little bit about just seeing what happens, really. So we're going to be concentrating on the development of the younger players and gaining that little bit of experience from the more senior players. They're quite quiet. We're looking for a little bit more assertiveness on court and things that they're going to bring, you know, into the senior games, and to see their development personally as well, so their different kind of personalities on court and what they would bring.
Matches are on at the NSC from midday until 5 o'clock tomorrow evening. And our time is up for this evening, so thank you very much to all my guests tonight and to you for tuning in. Chris Kinley has Greatest Hits for you now, and I'll be back with you tomorrow with the Classified programme on our AM frequency at 5 o'clock. It's a Wonder Emporium of a sports programme. There'll be disc golf, the Granite Man, we're talking about accessibility for disability sports, and also scrambling, but not the kind with the eggs. Until then, have a lovely evening, and I'll speak to you tomorrow.